Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Matthew 24 and 21, Jesus said, "For there will be great anguish and tribulation, greater than any other time since the world began, and it will never be that great again." So I want to challenge you ladies whom God has given so much influence in the lives of children and young people, and yes, even adults, to witness, to keep praying, but today to dedicate your children, your grandchildren, to God. And I'm going to repeat, regardless of their spiritual condition, God will answer your prayer. You have influence with God. You are God's partners in this. You have power with God. From the very beginning, the Lord showed us his involvement with mothers. In one case, he assisted and spoke to a mother. He spoke to Rebecca, instructing her to make sure that her younger son, Jacob, not Esau, obtained the birthright. God does not stop talking to you. God does not stop listening to you. The Bible tells us that God sent an angel to the Virgin Mary about Jesus' birth. God is still talking. God is still assisting you in the lives of these young people, these children, these individuals that God has given you charge in influencing their lives. I don't want you to become confused also. Because even as you're telling your young people, you're telling your children that you need Jesus as Savior, don't get tired of doing that or think it's okay just because they're blessed. Because the truth is, they're blessed for your sake. Listen to what the scripture says. The scripture says in Psalm 112, verse 1, "Blessed are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commandments." Listen, their children will be successful everywhere, for the entire generation of the godly shall be blessed. Your children are blessed for your sake. It's important for you to understand that God is watching over them because of you. But you need to understand they still have to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. He does not have grandchildren. Don't think, "Oh, look how God is blessing them." If they've never received Jesus as Savior, they must receive him. Come on, I think we need to repeat this. Say, "My children, my grandchildren, my spiritual children are blessed for my sake." The Bible says their children will be blessed. However, it does not matter. God has no grandchildren, only children. Regardless of age, I want to challenge you to give your children to God for his divine purpose today so that they will be saved. Hannah prayed for a child, and God heard her. She said, "Lord, if you give me a child, I'll give him back to you all the days of his life for your service." And God heard her and God answered her prayer. God will still answer your prayer for your children. Look at the person next to you, and will you say to them, "Please remember, God will always answer your prayers for your children. So don't stop praying." If you believe that, give God a hand of praise, because it's the truth. He'll never stop. Don't you stop. In 1 Samuel 1 and 10, it tells a story. It says, Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord. And so she made this vow, "O Lord of heaven's armies, if you will look upon the sorrow of your handmaiden and answer my prayer and give me a son, I'll give him back to you. And he will be yours for his entire lifetime." And the Bible says in due time, She gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel. She said, because I asked the Lord for him. The Bible says when Samuel was old enough to eat, she took him to the house of the Lord. She presented him to Eli the high priest. And she said, I prayed for this child. And the Lord answered my prayer and gave him to me. Now I will keep my word and I will give him back to the Lord. He will belong to the Lord all the days of his life. And he will worship and serve the Lord here. We need to make a deal with God. We need to tell him, Lord, my children are really your children. My prayer is that you will save them so that they can serve you for the rest of their life. I give them to you. They're yours. You say, well, I have adult children. How does that work? They're still your children. They never stop being your children. Do you understand? There's a divine connection between you and your children. Some of you are just so glad when they left the house. You didn't give them a key. You just said it's time for you to start your own life now, your own family. But you're still connected to that child. You can't disconnect what God connected. You can't unconnect it, no matter how hard you try. So don't turn your back on your children. That's an assignment for you for life. You need to pray and ask God how to help them because they're not under your authority anymore, but you're still connected. And the whole reason for the connection was a spiritual connection because we serve a spiritual God. So don't get lost in the weeds with giving things and, oh, I got to do. No. That's not what God is saying. There is a divine connection for their soul. God saw you. God saw them. And God said, this assignment is yours for their soul and for their success in life, but the soul came first, and the soul comes last. Hannah kept her promise. She said, Lord, I'm giving him back to you. And God rewarded her. In 1 Samuel 2 and 21, the Lord was kind to Hannah. So she became a mother again, this time of 3 sons and 2 daughters. Who knew? Couldn't have a child. God gave her 5 more. And the boy Samuel grew up serving the Lord. Don't you want all of your children to serve the Lord? That was the purpose why you had them. For them all to be successful and to make heaven. I want you to believe with me that your witness and prayers will cause all of your children to accept Jesus Christ and to obey his word. Now, I have just a little bit more time. I'm going to touch on this because this is very important. Some are dealing with generational curses that must be broken in their lives. Some of you have been praying and praying, and they've gotten good, and then they've slipped and fallen, and things just seem to be going back and forth. And what's going on? Where there is such thing as generational curses, and even many Christians are attacked or influenced by generational curses. And a curse is an invisible barrier to health and to success. They really do exist. They're from the realm of the supernatural. Disobedience to God releases a curse. Either one because of our personal behavior, or it could be because of our ancestors. I want you to listen to these scriptures in Deuteronomy chapter 11 and 26. It says, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord your God, the curse if you disobey him. Now, some of the examples of curses are chronic illness, poverty, reoccurring divorce, alcoholism, drug addiction, and crime. And these, again, these are just some of the symptoms. It doesn't mean that there's a curse in your family. All of these may be symptoms of a generational curse, something to investigate. The sins of the father are being repeated by the children or experienced by the children because there are spirits that follow the family reproducing the history of the family. This really does exist. In Exodus chapter 20 in verse 5, it says, you must never bow or worship an idol in any way, for I, the Lord your God, am possessive. I will not share your affection with any other god. And when I punish people for their sins, the punishment continues upon the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of those who hate me. Now, one definition of the word hate is indifference. In other words, a person does not have to be angry with God to receive the judgment of a curse, just indifferent. In other words, an indifferent person is an individual who chooses to ignore God's will. I'm going to live my life my way. I'm going to live it the way I choose. I respect God, but this is my life. That is an act of disobedience that generates a curse that will follow their descendants. I want you to listen a little more. Deuteronomy 28 and 45. Listen to what it says. If you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and obey the commands of the Lord that he's given you. And we find all these in the scriptures. Listen, all these curses will pursue and overtake you until you are destroyed. Did you know that was in the Bible? See, guys, disobedience to God is more than just, I fell, I made a mistake. Okay. You release a judgment against yourself when you disobey God. He's the creator of the universe. He has already set laws that even though you may not think you're being punished for something because you don't necessarily understand what's happening, the Bible says, if you refuse to listen to the Lord your God and obey his words, then all these curses will pursue and overtake you until you're destroyed. It goes on to say, these horrors will serve as a sign and warning among you and your descendants forever. In other words, until someone recognizes what we're talking about right now and knows how to break those things off of themselves for their families, they last forever. They go on and go on. This is the reason why when you go to the doctor's office, they want to know your family history. They say you're genetically, because of your genetics, these things will follow you. It really has to do with something even spiritual. Because many times the doctors will find that you have a disease or something and they'll not understand, why do you have this? I don't know why it's not in your family. Where did this just come from? What has just happened? See, there are spiritual things in the realm of the spirit that we don't understand. And one of them is what we're talking about here, generational curses.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, curses can also be attached to objects, so be careful about what you have in your house. Family heirlooms, rings, jewelry, clothing, coins, pottery, statues, masks, even books. Books from your relatives. Some spirits actually attach themselves to objects just to be with you, just to stay in the family. You ever heard of familiar spirits? That's a family spirit. It tries to stay with you and follow your family. Now listen to what the Bible says about some of the objects that can bring trouble into your house. It says in Joshua 6 and 18, you by all means should abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take them in to your home. Deuteronomy 7 and 26 says, do not bring any detestable object into your home, for then you will be destroyed just like it. You must utterly detest such things, for they are set apart for destruction. So there's a lot about generational curses that we don't know. I will talk a lot more about this next week. Today is Mother's Day. But I felt I really needed to tell you, number one, that you still have the influence of God working in your life, and that God wants you to still be a witness. Go after them. Let them know who Jesus Christ is. They're still listening. There's a divine connection. And any blockage could be what we're talking about now in their individual lives. So very briefly, what are the requirements to break a curse? Very quickly, number one, they have to be born again. You must be born again. You must accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Number two, you need to confess Christ as Savior verbally. It's important for us to realize that things in the realm of the Spirit have to be spoken. You can't just think it. You have to say it. The Bible says, confess your sins and you shall have mercy. And then number three, confess any known sin or disobedience in your own life, but also on the behalf of your ancestors. When you see something that was repeated in your family line, you need to say, Lord, I repent on behalf of Uncle Joe, Aunt Susan, whatever, if you know who they were. If not, just say, Lord, I repent on behalf of my ancestors. Obviously, this was going on because it's still trying to go on. I stop it here now in the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, commit yourself to obeying the word of God. Say, Lord, I'm going to obey you with the help of the Holy Spirit. I am not going to disobey you. I'm not going to live a life of sin. I am going to live a life of obedience and righteousness. Number five, forgive everyone. And this is a big one. You must forgive everyone to remove any influence of a curse in your family. Number six, renounce all contact with the occult. Now, when we were younger, we used to watch horror movies. We used to play with the Ouija board, all kinds of stuff. We didn't understand this, what I'm telling you now. We had to break all of that off of ourselves. We had to renounce anything that had to do with the occult. Dracula? Yeah, you got it. Today, look at this. They still have zombies and all of this weird stuff. Do you know a zombie is? A person who died and then they rose from the dead and now they're acting like they're crazy? That's demonic. It doesn't even look right. So you need to understand that the devil, even through entertainment, he's trying to get us. There was a time when we were growing up, we were all into astrology. We were all into signs. What's your sign? Well, their sign is, so that means the two of you can get together. You know, this sign and this sign. Don't go. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. That's the occult. You got to renounce that in the name of Jesus. I repent. I don't have nothing to do with signs anymore. What's their sign? I don't know, and I don't care what their sign is. Forget that. Should also go home. You need to clean your house of objects and things. Just say, well, I don't know what's in there. Pray. Ask the Lord. Say, Lord, is there something in this house that has some type of spiritual connection here that's not right? God will show you. He really will. The Holy Spirit will show you. And now you can release yourself by speaking the word of God after that, repeating the scriptures. Let me give you the major scripture. It's found Galatians 3 and 13 and 14. This is something that you actually say out loud. After you've done all of these other things, you checked all of these other boxes, say the scripture out loud. Christ redeemed me from the curse by becoming a curse for me. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. He redeemed me in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come upon me through Jesus Christ. See, you're telling the devil, you're speaking out into the realm of the spirit, Jesus Christ took the curse for me. I'm not in cursed land anymore. I'm in deliverance land. Jesus Christ did that for me when he died on the cross. He redeemed me so that I can receive the blessings of Abraham through him. Here's another scripture, Matthew 18:18. You pray and you say, whatever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So I loose myself, I loose my family from all generational curses by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And the last thing you need to do then is thank God and praise him that it's done, that deliverance has happened, that the curses have been broken in your life. I want to conclude by saying, mothers, please accept the Holy Spirit's challenge today. Your words may be your child's bridge to heaven. The Lord was very specific in having me tell you these words today. You're not done. All day may be out of the house, but you're not done. You still have influence in the realm of the spirit. You can still pray. You can still intercede. And most of all, you can still speak. Speak to them. Explain to them the truths of the Word of God that they may be set free. None of us want our children and descendants to go to hell. But my friend, there is no purgatory. As lovely as those precious children look and how dear they are to your heart, it's time for the church to wake up. They're going to hell unless you get with the Holy Ghost and God and Jesus and get them born again. It's not going to happen on their own. They need prayer. They need your prayers. They need your witness. They need you calling on the name of the Lord, praying for them, but doing more than prayer. Because faith without works is dead. You got to do something. You got to get in their face and tell them, now this is what the Bible says, sweetie. And I know you may not appreciate it, but I want you to make it to heaven. The worst thing any of us could ever do is to, during that time of final judgment, the great white throne judgment, we're going to be there. We're going to watch those who never accepted Jesus to see our loved ones down there. And no, we never said anything to them. And the Bible says God will wipe away all tears in heaven. I think this way, maybe those will be the tears. Maybe those will be why we cry. Tears of regret because maybe we didn't tell everybody. Especially our precious babies and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We didn't lay on them about accepting Jesus. And now that's their end for a billion years.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's program is part two of Mothers, Guardians of Destiny. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
I want to thank our listeners for your prayer support for this ministry. You know, more than ever before, we all need to pray one for another, as the scripture says. Whatever your individual situation is, I want to pray with you now and just ask God that he will bless you in a special way. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your love, for your mercy, and for your goodness. You are the great God. You're able to protect us and to keep us safe. And we are asking again that you would please intervene on our behalf, heal those that are sick, help those, Lord, who are right now just not quite sure about tomorrow. We know that you are the God who has all of the answers. We believe you to meet every need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.